That's a really great question because Bloom's taxonomy is something that most faculty now know about. That wasn't the case probably 5 or 6 years ago, but now that so many of the accrediting bodies are wanting faculty to demonstrate that students are meeting student learning outcomes, most of our institutions are providing faculty development, so faculty members know about Bloom's taxonomy. And I think many of us are using it correctly to target our levels of instruction, to target the level of questions that we're asking students to address on quizzes and exams. But the way that can be very useful for students, which still very few faculty are doing, is we need to teach Bloom's taxonomy to our students. Because when students learn that there are different learning levels, their whole idea of what learning is can be transformed. When they get to us, they only know about memorizing information so that they can spit it back for a test. But we found that when we introduce Bloom's taxonomy to students and they see that there are higher levels, there's above remembering, there's understanding, applying, analyzing the different levels, many of them are very, very surprised and they say, "Oh, I wish I'd known about this in high school." So it does give them a way to shoot for higher levels of learning. But if we don't explain Bloom's to them, they have no idea what we're talking about when we say we want you to think at higher levels, we want you to do critical thinking. And I think the other very important thing we can do is show them that on Bloom's taxonomy, understanding is only the second level. And so typically students think, well, if I understand this completely, I should be able to do very well. When we as faculty know, we want them to apply and analyze, which is higher than understanding. And so it really helps students have a much better grasp of what their job is, and they can adapt and adopt strategies to reach those higher levels if they know that the levels are there.